Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The opinions expressed on this edition of Pensacola Expert Panel are not necessarily those of News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, but rather the opinions of the sponsor, Climatech Professional Air, with host Travis Thompson.
In studio now with Travis Thompson, owner of Climatech, and we have been chatting so much already that we have a lot to talk about throughout today's show. Travis, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. And now we were talking a little bit about, you know, kind of what we want to maybe go over with the listeners. And if you have a question, if you're listening and maybe you didn't get to ask a question last week or weeks before on a subject, please call us, text us, 437-1620. I'm sure Travis has an endless amount of knowledge for you and can answer your questions when it comes to your home. So, Travis, why don't you give us a little bit of what you want to talk about today?
Sure. I try to bring topics that we kind of run into in weeks past or whatever in between shows. And one thing that came up a couple times in this last week was basically complaints of dust in the home. You know, where's the dust coming from? That kind of thing. I was out the other day with a lady who was kind of adamant she wanted to have her duct system cleaned. And that's something I always like to investigate myself first to see, you know, where's this dust really coming from? And went out and basically showed her that inside her duct system was extremely clean. I mean, it was a very clean duct system. So of course she starts questioning, why do I have all this dust? And dust is one of those things you have to kind of be careful with, because you'll never completely solve a dust problem because of things go on in the home.
If only that miracle existed.
Right, exactly. So the topic that I was thinking of is basically the hole in your house. And a lot of people don't, it brings it into light for them when you start talking to them about a hole in their house, because it sounds crazy. I don't have a hole in my house.
Right.
But everyone has a hole in their house. And by that, I mean lots of small holes that accumulate to one large hole. And, you know, there's different ways to test to actually find out what size opening you have in your house based on the pressure. And different things can vary that, but there's a lot of different pressure drivers in a home, and people don't really think about it because we just live in the home and it doesn't sound like much. But for instance, if you dry your clothes, well, your dryer is pumping heat out of the house. Well, that heat is air. So all of the air that's leaving out of that dryer is being sucked into your home and other places, wherever those holes are. And a lot of those holes are, let's say, for example, a sheetrocked ceiling that has a string of can lights in it. Well, when they install those lights, a hole is cut with a hole saw and the lights popped in it.
True.
And a lot of them, if they have a gasket, it doesn't even fit very well. A lot of your older lights that isn't a can light, they don't even have gasket. It's just a hole in the sheetrock ceiling.
Yep.
So all these little holes that might not accumulate, you know, when you look at one hole, you're like, well, that's not even a quarter inch opening. It's not a big deal. But if you've got a ceiling with 25 lights in it, well, now you got to add all that and multiply it, and it starts to become a larger hole. You know, windows don't seal up 100%. They have small little holes in them. So when we're running that dryer, all that suction on the house, now we're getting a drift of air through all these little holes. And if we're coming through an attic, of course, an attic is extremely dusty, insulation, all that stuff. So we're getting what we get through that. Even the air conditioning vents can be a source of the problem because of the same exact problem. It's not the air coming out of the vent and the duct system being dirty, but right at the ceiling opening where that hole is cut for your grill to go in, there's a little gap there. And if that gap's not sealed, that air can actually more or less pull air out of the attic with a Ventura effect, and then you're getting that same dust and dirt. And sometimes we'll have customers that see that kind of a black on their grill or right there on the edge of the ceiling, and we can go in and show them it's not up in the ductwork it's coming from. It's coming from right there where it meets the ceiling, and that's a spot that we need to address and seal up.
That is too funny. So, because yesterday my son came to me and said, now we just moved into a new home in the past couple of months, and my son said, Mom, there's something really weird on the ceiling. I'm thinking a spider.
Right.
Right. That's what I'm hoping. Right. I can just maybe swat it with a broom. But he showed me there was like a dark gray circle around one of our hallway lights. Mm-hmm. And so I just was like, all right, we're going to leave that one for Dad. Mm-hmm. I have other things to do right now.
Right.
Just don't turn on the hallway lights. We'll just wander through the dark, right?
Right.
Just touch the walls. And so I showed my husband, and he got up on a ladder, and he said that there is a little bit of airflow mm-hmm. coming through the light.
Yep.
And because it wasn't sealed properly.
Right. And so, I'll make a guess here. Your air conditioning system is in that hallway.
Yes.
Yeah, because the return airs are, the suction portion of the air conditioner is right there at the bottom of the unit. But all of the air that's being distributed through that house has to come back to that hallway. So the strongest suction in your house is that hallway. So any holes in that hallway are going to be magnified more so than one in a back bedroom. So yeah, that would be definitely what I would look into is, and a lot of times it's a very simple fix, but it's just small holes like this that people don't realize. And sometimes if that gray circle doesn't show up, you don't think about it, but then you've got dust everywhere or even poor indoor air quality that you may or may not know you have. And a lot of this stuff is caused by these holes in your house that some stuff can be done to prevent these holes, but now at the same time, you have to have holes in your house. And that's the other part that gets a little confusing, because if we seal up a house too tight, now we're not getting oxygen into the house. We're not diluting chemicals and things that are going on in the house. So there is a ventilation rate that is required for a house, depending on its size, that we've got to bring air in to basically let the house breathe. The house needs to breathe to be a safe place and a good indoor air quality. A lot of things that now, especially with some of the foamed houses, we're actually bringing that air in, and you don't have to do it with a foamed house. You can do it with any house, bringing the air in, conditioning the air, filtering the air, and then putting it in the house ourselves. So we're controlling the air coming into the house as opposed to just letting the house willy nilly, you know, whatever it does, it does. Which is the best way to get the most out of your, you know, comfort and in your indoor air quality.
That's awesome. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We're hanging out with Travis Thompson from Climatech, and we're chatting about holes in your house. Now, don't be scared. Now, if you have an actual hole in your house, please do something about it. Tarp it. Make sure you don't have rodents climbing through. Make sure you don't ignore that hole. But at the tiny holes, it's this balancing act, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want it to be detrimental to your air quality, but you don't want to seal yourself off into a bubble that can probably cause other issues as well.
It can. The particular lady I was out on the other day, one of her other issues was behind her filters. And a lot of our air conditioning systems we have in a closet. And right underneath it, we have a return air with a filter. And right behind her filter, where the copper tubing comes through from outside, the sealant had broken loose. So she was actually, her filters were pretty dirty. So she was creating a really strong suction through that pipe from outside. And you don't know what's in that pipe under the ground. So, and she had like spiders and things like that in there that, you know, it's not a big deal. We see it, but a simple, you know, some mastic and sealant can seal that up and solve some of her problems that way. So it wound up being a really good deal for her because it wasn't a duct cleaning. She just needed some ducts sealed and some other spots like this taken care of and addressed in the house to get hers where it needed to be.
And that's really important too, to stay up on taking care of your duct system, making sure that you're scheduling those appointments, having the air quality specialists come in, take a look at it, and not ignoring it. Which Travis will tell us before we close up the show where you can find them online. But we have a question coming in from a listener, which I love to hear your questions, so keep them coming. 437-1620. And this listener asks, I've been reading about energy recovery ventilators. What's the difference between those and something like a Rheem Halo as far as air purification goes? I say that correctly?
It's a Rheem Halo.
Rheem Halo.
The Rheem Halo is something we've discussed on the show before. It's a UV light and a catalyst together. The UV light, you know, is effective at killing viruses and things like that in the air. The catalyst actually improves that even more. It has a chemical reaction there that produces, for lack of a better term, like a peroxide into the air to go out into the house and kill bacteria and mold and things like that in the house. Viruses, it's already been proven to be effective on the coronavirus.
I think I've seen them in businesses.
Yes,
in
businesses, restaurants, schools, yes. hospitals, all those things. Even if they're not using the Remy, it's a technology like the Remy made for a commercial application. Whereas he mentioned an ERV, that's an energy recovery ventilator. So what that is actually a perfect way to bring this air in we're talking about and control what we're bringing into the house. An energy recovery ventilator has a blower system in it. And what it does essentially is it brings fresh air from outside and it filters it and it semi-conditions it and it brings it into the house. While at the same time, it's removing stale air from the house and it's using the energy that's in that conditioned air that it's removing to semi-condition the air coming in. So it's an effective way to do it because we're not running compressors and things like that, which can eat up a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. It's only using a blower and a filter, but it is doing some conditioning of that air coming in, especially the filtration part. And it's getting clean air into your house, taking stale air out while not using a whole lot of energy. And when we're doing that, if you could kind of picture your house like a bubble, if we're bringing air into that bubble, we're pressurizing that bubble just ever so slightly. We're not blowing doors open.
Right.
But by doing that, those little holes we were just talking about, now we're just slightly pushing against those holes to keep the air clean, keep the air in the house that we want in the house, and we're getting that oxygen, we're getting that good fresh air coming in. So it's a very good way. That's something that can be added to an existing system and make a house indoor air quality extremely nice.
Right. And if you maybe are concerned a little bit, I was talking to somebody a little bit earlier about like COPD and having mm-hmm. different breathing issues and asthma. And maybe that's just an extra step. I know with a lot of the fears with coronavirus and COVID and having even in flu season or catching bronchitis, it mm-hmm. can be detrimental to your health and having that extra step.
We were talking the other day, it's kind of funny, but the lack of oxygen in a house, people don't think about that. And most houses, it may or may not be a concern, but if you have a house that's really tight and built really well, and these small holes that we're talking about aren't quite enough, you'll be surprised how the oxygen level in a house can get down, and that can cause things even like headaches and things like that. So there's need to actually monitor it, if nothing else, to know what your levels are. There's lots of devices out there now that will tell you the levels of oxygen and all this stuff, indoor air quality. That's a pretty inexpensive thing to have that will let you know. And it's something we were actually laughing about it because back when we were younger in church, we laughed because, we all fell asleep while the preacher was preaching. And now we're laughing at it thinking we may not have had enough oxygen. We had 200 people in a little bitty room with no AC.
So many factors. That's what I'll say. So many factors. The no AC part would definitely put me to sleep.
I could do it.
But I love that. And you know what? I did see a lot. I was on Facebook. I tried to keep up with what's going on. And I have been seeing people make mention rather often about how their energy bills are going up this time of year. Mm-hmm. Now, do those holes factor into that? Or maybe they've been perpetuated by windy days or Hurricane Sally that they thought, oh, my house doesn't look damaged, I'm fine. But maybe those holes were perpetuated and you're seeing those bigger gaps. Are you guys finding that too out there?
Can be. Yes, that can be. One thing that a lot of what's going on right now, I believe, with high energy bills is we've had a pretty cold winter. We've had some pretty long stints of cold. And what that does is once the structure of the house actually gets cold, and by that I mean like your slab floor. If we have a cold night and it warms right back up, your slab floor doesn't really get all that cold. But when we have several days of cold in a row, if you have no carpet in the house, you'll notice your floors are cold and you can't feel comfortable anymore because your floor is cold. But when that happens, take for instance an older heat pump that may not be either wired properly or hasn't been serviced, those heat strips start having to kick on to help the heat pump out. Well, heat strips cost a lot of money on utility bills, and people don't pay them any attention because they'll keep the house warm. But when you're using those heat strips a lot more than you should be, that's when people get surprise power bills of $400, $500, $600 they had no idea was coming. And it's a lot of times we find it's either a incorrectly wired heat pump that's really never worked right, but it didn't matter as long as the weather was okay, or one that just hasn't been running properly, low on Freon, dirty coils, these kind of things can cause those heat strips to kick on and off way more than they need to, and you'll see that spike in your power bill. So that's the heat strips can really cause a lot of that. And you know, these holes we were talking about, when the heat inside the house is what you're trying to keep in as opposed to air conditioning, heat rises. So any of those holes that are in the ceiling, and another big one is a fireplace, you know, heat rising starts a basically a suction effect up that fireplace, and then you've constantly got a flow of air going out of that fireplace. Well, again, every bit of air that leaves that fireplace is being sucked in from somewhere else in the house that's not conditioned. So now I got cold air coming in, replacing my warm air that I paid for. Brings funny the you've seen Sweet Home Alabama.
Love it.
My wife's favorite. And, well, not favorite, but close. And we were watching it the other night, and he tells her to shut the door. She's letting the bald air out. And I said, I got to use that in my show. That's too good. But that's exactly what it is. All the bought heat that you've got is
right.
Stacking right out your chimney or all these small holes. Now I'm bringing cold air in. So
okay.
Those holes do come into play for sure.
And it's also important, just for me, we live in a two-story home, so which you don't really find very often. You're seeing them built more now.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're cranking that heat too, and mm-hmm. you have those maybe small holes upstairs too in the around the lights or in near a vent, you are pumping that heat and you're not going to feel it right away downstairs, correct? You're going
right.
to start to feel it upstairs, which I don't like at all. I don't like feeling super like hot and dry. I want to, like nice
right.
mild temp. 65 is good inside and out for me. But it's also important to remember that too. And if you're feeling those differences or seeing that change in your bill and you feel like, you know, something's not right, don't hesitate to call Travis and the team at Climatech to pop in and take a look and write, find out the source of the issue.
Certainly. Yeah. Cause there's a lot of times that goes on because a lot of our systems that we see are oversized. So in the air conditioning mode, if they're not running perfectly, you kind of can cover it up cause they're already too big anyway. In the heating mode, they've got the heat strips there as backup. So again, you don't notice a comfort issue. But when those heat strips are kicking on and off, or running a lot at night when we're down in the 30s, you start to get power bills that are crazy. And commercial buildings, same way. You know, that's stuff that you really have to kind of keep your eye on because we get used to things because they work and
mm-hmm.
don't think about it. But if they're not working properly, this is the kind of things that really make them shine and you notice it fast.
Right. And it's important to remember, too, if you're a business owner, whether small or large in Pensacola or in – you have Santa Rosa County.
Yep.
You guys service all throughout. Now,
sure
do you guys service throughout Florida? Is it also Alabama?
We're licensed throughout it, but we stay in Pensacola.
Okay.
Let's see. We go down as far as Navarre, you know.
Excellent.
And we try to stay within the Florida state lines. So
right. Perfect.
That's where we service primarily.
Well, we're here in Northwest Florida, that's for sure. So if you own a business, and whether it's one story or two, and you want to just make sure that you're getting more for your money, definitely give Travis and his team a call so they can just double check, make sure everything is sealed off, maybe not too sealed off now that I'm learning. Okay, because I think I'm an overcompensator, I have to admit. I would be like, you know, what is that, caulking, right?
Yep.
All the windows.
Yep.
When we moved down here,
right.
I was like, I'm never going to use the heat. We're never going to use the heat because I lived in New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
And I went through nor'easters and blizzards. So I thought I was a tough guy, okay? And it turns out after being boiled throughout our summers, you're not so much a tough guy 7-8 years later.
Right.
So
that's right.
I was caulking windows probably the third year in because I just started noticing, wait, there's way too many gaps, but it was an
mm-hmm.
older home too. And that's
right.
something to think about as well. Your older homes that
mm-hmm.
maybe it's been 10 years and you're just, okay, something's not running properly or efficiently.
Right.
And like you said, especially those coils. Now I hear that
mm-hmm.
my brother-in-law, he's super handy too. He likes to fix things and he's super helpful, but he doesn't touch coils.
Oh,
he doesn't do that.
That's probably smart. If you don't know what you're doing with those,
no.
don't mess with them because you can mess them up fairly easily.
Right. And you don't want to do that because he has told me, leave it alone. We'll call the professionals. So, and we have a professional sitting right here. And if you want to ask him a question, 437-1620, we have some time left in the show. We would definitely love to hear from you, whether it's your air quality or maybe you want to help the cost with your power bill. I'm sure there is a way out there. Don't give up. There's a way out there to help you. And also know that maybe those holes in your ceilings are not too bad, but just okay enough.
That's right. It's better if we can control. Like I said, controlling the air coming in is the best way to solve those problems. Because, you know, like I said, you've got to have a hole somewhere somehow. So we're better off to bring the air in through a hole that we know what we're bringing in, and then seal up as many of the other places that we don't want it coming in. That's the best way to handle it. You know, some things that I even noticed around my own house, I've got a big shepherd and he scratches to come in the back door. Well, he's torn the door gasket and I can actually see some daylight down toward the bottom and little things like that. You know, it doesn't right. seem like a big deal, but
we still love them.
Well, those drivers we were talking about too, you know, on a windy day where the wind is actually hitting that side of the house, that little bitty opening can let in a bunch of air. Whereas on another day where the wind's on the other side of the house, it may not be much of anything. So that's another thing, that the wintertime typically brings some higher winds, and those holes in the house can show big time if you've got them on the wrong side of the house. And if you don't know which way the wind's coming, which we never do, we just get what we get.
Oh, right. Well, you know what? I'm super excited because we've been waiting to hear from y'all, too. We want to hear your voices, too, on radio. So I believe we have a caller calling in from Ferry Pass. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for Travis?
Yes, I do. I have a window unit. I have an older mobile home, and I have window units. And my large one that is in the living room area, I know that I have leaves in it. Because I can hear them.
Okay.
Is there any way, or is there anybody that does that, that cleans window units?
That's kind of tricky because window units, you know, we can handle certain things with window units. Unfortunately, a lot of times window units don't have a lot of serviceability on the refrigeration side. So all we really typically can do to window units is clean them. Now, we could come out and take care of the leaves for you. As long as they're accessible. Like I said, a lot of times window units aren't built to be serviced much, but leaves and stuff is something we typically could take care of for you if it's just something that's driving you crazy by listening to them bounce around in there. Mm-hmm. But if they're in there, they're probably in places they shouldn't be as well, so it may be smart to get them cleaned out so they don't affect you in the long run.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling. And, you know, we have another caller coming right up, I believe, from Milton, welcome to the show. We're talking with Travis. Do you have a question for him? Is this Raymond?
It's Ramon. Yeah.
Awesome.
How are you?
Good. What do you have for us today?
Yeah, I know we're probably running out of time, but I kind of got a two-part question, Travis. I just moved into a two-story home. There's two units in the house. One I'm imagining for upstairs and one for downstairs. The problem I have is the two upstairs bedrooms are a lot colder than the rest of the house. And the one thing that I've noticed was that the downstairs runs really efficient. The thermostat, I mean, everything always seems just right. But the upstairs unit, once you get up there, even though the thermostat might be set at 68 to come on, and but the reading, the temperature might read that it's already 70, and so it never kicks on.
That's right.
So my two kids upstairs, they have to have portable heaters in their room.
Right.
And I'm just wondering if that's a thermostat issue or if it's because of the way the house is built. Or
it's a little of both, it sounds like. I'm kind of speculating here, but it sounds like the downstairs is producing heat that's raising up, like heat rising, hitting the thermostat. We do have some thermostat options that would allow you to put sensors in their rooms. So you can give us a call, 850-857-4700, or you can reach us at climatechproair.com, and we'll be glad to help you.